That's one. We're here in Lakewood, broadcasting live from Lakewood. Okay, there's a lot of Lakewood, but close enough, right? We get over the same time as Lakewood. And thank you to the Eisen Mishpacha for hosting this year. Eisen helped me out a lot, concerning Yamin. And if they feel this is a privilege having this year here, so I guess it's a little bit of my Hakaras HaTayim to have it here. To me, it's just another favor to me, so I guess to owe them a little bit more. But thank you. And the truth is, part of the idea of this year, I'm just going to say it now, was to bring a little bit Yavna together, post-Yavna, all different years and times and dates of Yavna. Not that I'm dating myself for so many years, but Lamaisa, that was one of my machshavas, is to bring girls together. So even though in Cleveland we don't have that chance, so Lamaisa, if we come out of town, it gives a chance for us to get together a little bit and reconnect. So we're going to start now in Perek Hay and Pei Legalos, Ois Zayin, where we left off last week. What the Ramchal talked about before, in the beginning of this parak, most of this parak really, we're really towards the end of the parak, was he was talking about Yonim Ruchnim, Malachim, and Kaychais, and how a person has the Kayach. Number one, the person is made up of two entirely independent Kaychais, something that's different than every other Bria. It's made up of something that's Kula Gashmi, a Guf, and something kula ruchni a neshama. No other brias like that. Either we have ruchniim, we have malachim, or we have things that are gashmi, we have things in this world. And even, as he explained, the animals that live, however, their nefesh is really gashmi, it's not a ruchni. It is maybe one of the most dakis dikka gashmiest type of things, like the man, as we explained last time. However, it is gashmi. And man also has that. However, a man has more than that, and he also has a neshama, which is kulei ruchni. And I just want to point out, once before we start, which I didn't have time last time to say it, and that is something we mentioned before on Meshachachma, and that is the Meshachachma on the pasuk of B'chol Mo'edecha. We mentioned many times, and the Meshachachma explains to us, Chazal say, b'chol ma'idecha, that a person has to love Hashem, b'chol mido mido. Whether the Rabbi Nisham gives a person chayvais, or chas v'shalim rois, a person's mechuyev levarech ala ra, k'shem shemavarech ala toy. Chazal learned from the pasuk, ma'idecha, b'chol mido mido. And then Hashem Chachma wonders, how you get from ma'idecha to mido. Sounds like a play on words, ma'idecha, mido. So the Meshech Chachma explains differently, and he says as follows. He says that, as we explained here, the Ramchal explains that man and animal have similarities to them. And like we said last week, the Ramban explains they both have a nefesh atznua, they're able to move. The Ramban there, Barichas, talks about how an animal has some type of, through its ratzayin to live, whatever that is, it keeps away from danger, it has an instinct. But the difference, as we said, is that man has a neshama, and the neshama is kulei ruchni, and that gives the person seichel. And the difference between man and animal is their seichel, which means as follows, says the Meshech Chachma, that you could have an animal will keep away from danger. However, its view is very limited. For example, a person understands sometimes they have to go through some pain because the gain at the end of it, they'll take a shot. Why? Because it's a vaccine. They know it hurts now, but it's saving a lot of pain later. However, an animal can't see this. For example, if an animal is starving and there's food on the other side of some thorn, thicket, the brush, it starts starving. It starts to go into the thorns. What happens? It just runs away. It hurts. It doesn't want to go. But if it doesn't eat, it's going to die. But it doesn't have the seichel to see the future. It doesn't have the seichel to understand that it's worth the pain now, because if not, it's not going to have any food. That's the seichel. The animal is able to keep itself away from danger, from being hurt. But sometimes, if you don't have seichel, so that's not to the gain, that's not to the best interest of the animal. Man, on the other hand, has seichel. And he understands sometimes a person has to go through a situation why? For something in the future. Ma'oidecha means with all of your ma'oid. Ma'oid, we had in Parshas Bereishis, but ma'oid doesn't mean a lot, it doesn't mean quantity, it means in quality. Ma'oid means I'm not just an animal and with a few extra things, I'm totally something totally different. I'm a person with seichel. A person understands if he goes through a massive of ra, the Rebbeinu Shalom is not left in by the Zion, he's not doing it for no reason. The Rebbeinu Shalom has a cheshbon. We may not understand the cheshbon. But my seichel tells me, I don't know why, but there's something in the future that I'm going to get out of it. So that's what Chazal said. B'chol me'oidecha, with all of your ma'oid. What's your ma'oid? The ma'oid you have over animals, your seichel, you should love Hashem. Meaning, you use your seichel, and then you'll be mevarachim, b'chol mido mida, any mida that he gives, whether it's Tai or Chassid Shalom, it's the other, it's the Ra, but a person will love the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why? Because I have seichel. I have a ma'oid over animals that tells me this is a worthy investment. I don't know why, whether it's Kaparat HaVaynes, whether it's whatever the situation is, why the Rebbeinu Shalom does it. It's not our Cheshvaynes. But we know that there's a Cheshvan. That's the Chol Ma'idecha, and that's a long dinyanin here. And even though, like we said, the animals and man have the same baseline, so to speak, Nefesh HaBehem, similarities, but man's totally different because he has something that's kule ruchni that the Rebbeinu Shalom put in him, and that's the neshama. Now we'll move on. Aizayin, v'hine. V'hiyay shegazra chachmasi yisbarach shehiya v'aylam matzir s'vatoy v'hara k'may shazakarnu. Being that the Rebbeinu Shalom has decreed that in this world there has to be toiv and ra, like we mentioned throughout the beginning prakim of the Sefer. The last thing we said was that everything in this world has a shayrish and a lamas al yayin. And that's really where things happen. Whatever happens up there eventually descends down here, and whatever happens here is only a result of that. Except sometimes when you have the kira, you could go from the bottom up. But the idea is that something has to be affected in the lamas al yayin, and that's what he called kaychas. So therefore, since the world has toiv and ra, there's nothing absolute. So therefore, tchilas inyan zeh tzarashiyah b'kayichas hela sharashiyin. Whether it's the toiv or the ra, where do they have to start from? They have to start in these kayichas, in these roots. V'achareyam yimashe chazav v'shvalim, and afterwards, it'll descend down to the lower world. V'hineh, sidra chachmati yisbarak asakayichas hanibdalim sharashay haniron shazakarnu v'seidu v'tkuna. Sheipo bohem kesima sheshayot bohem tikkun v'kilkul. The Rebbeinu Shalom set up these kaikas, meaning all the kaikas of the world, all the roots of everything that happens in this world, they have a certain seder to them. They have a certain tchuna, they have a certain order to them. Sheipo bohem kesima sheshayot bohem tikkun v'kilkul. But each one of them has the ability to become mesukan, to become fixed, to become more perfect, or to become perfect. The kilkul also has the opportunity to be ruined. V'hainu, she'imatze v'hain matzav toiv v'loy toiv. The same kayak, whether it's in this world that's connected into Olamas Al Yayinim, is able to have in it a state of toiv and a state of loy toiv. V'amitas tu ha'matzav yiyah, she'yu b'hachonel leir b'erponav yisparach v'yor lahem. If we want to know what good means, what does toiv mean, what's tikkun, Sheyil Bakana should have the capacity layer barponavisparach viyar lahem, that it should be able to bask in the light of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Toiv means, as we've said throughout the prakim, the Rebbeinu Shalom's light, the Rebbeinu Shalom kivu arponecha, the Rebbeinu Shalom's light. That is toiv. So if the kayach wants to have something good to it, it has to have the ability to receive the type of the Rabbeinu Shalom, this delight. V'hafchai, and the exact opposite, when it's going to be a massive of loitai, shetefser me'am achanazais. It doesn't have this capacity. V'yisalim me'am, so the light is going to be concealed from them. It told us tikonim v'shvolim hu'atoi v'hapik v'hapik. Whatever happens up there, the result is going to be in this world. If the kayach above has the ability to be manna from the Rabbeinu Shalom's R, it will get tikkun, it will be good. Then when it comes down and descends into this world, so that thing in this world will then have type. If Chas v'Shalom, the kayach above does not have the capacity to get the R of the Rabbeinu Shalom, so then it's going to have chisarim to it, it's going to have kilkul to it. It's going to have kilkul to it, so then when it descends into this world, the thing in this world that's attached to it is going to be Makoko. That's what we say in Sim Shalim, Kibar Panaka Nasat Alano Hashem Likeinu Kibar Panaka. With your R, you gave us all those things. All those things are results of R Panei Hashem. We say, Yor Hashem Panavei Lecha. That's all the result of the R of Hashem. That's what he continues. V'tarav Shateida, Ki Inei Apa Pisha Be'emet Sibas Kalinyani Atai V'mokal Mokin Shehein. You should know that even though it's true that all types, the reason, for all time, the siba of all time, wherever they are, what does it mean wherever they are, pirish, vein b'kaifas, whether we're talking to the kaifas aruchni, vein b'taldesem, or whether we're talking about their result in this world, hinei hi ha'aras panav yisparach k'maisha zakhanu. That is all a result of one thing, ha'aras p'nei Hashem. That's what we're saying, yor Hashem panav elecha. The siba sara b'chamakim shu helen ha'arasai. Ra, the reason for ra, is a lack of light, a covering of the light. There's something blocking the light. And as we mentioned the other time, the light is there, but we don't have the receivers for it. We don't have the receptors for it. When the kayak is mekukol, it can't receive the light. The light is still shining, but it can't receive it. If the kayak is mesukan, it's able to receive the light. It receives the light. It takes the light in, and it results in this world. But we have to know, even though this is true, but when we talk about a siba mamish, a direct result, that we say the Rabbeinu Shalom gives a direct result. L'tayv. When we talk about who gives the tayv, we always say the Rabbeinu Shalom is the mekar hatayv, l'chlala, whether it's the klalim or the prophet. Aval ra v'nisarei yisparu shemay siba mamish. However, when we talk about ra, we don't describe the Rabbeinu Shalom as a siba mamish, as a direct cause. Chazal tell us, ki amna mena kadosh baruch hu meyakit shemay al ra. The Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't put his name on Ra. Ella, so what is Ra? Helem oiroi v'hester panav yechashiv l'shoyrish lo. Kizehu sibasi ba'emes. The truth is, the Rabbeinu Shalom, at least in our language, doesn't have to act to do Ra. The very fact that there's a concealment of his R automatically is going to bring Ra. So the Rabbeinu Shalom, when he wants to give tithe, so that we say it's also, the truth is really mitzad ourselves, but the light is shining. Light is shining, we always say, is like an action. You shine the light. A lack of light is not something that's an action. So you say the Rabbeinu Shalom just concealed his light, but he didn't do something. Even though we all know that he's really doing it, and it's all the Rabbeinu Shalom, but in our terms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyakad Shmai Al Arav. What does he do? It's just Helam Oiroi V'Hester Panav. It's the lack of light, it's the covering of the light, it's Hester Panim. Kizel Spase Be'emes. That's the Shairish, and that's really what's the result. Vizel Sad Heder HaTayt. So Ra is just the lack of Tayt. Aval Ifrat Inyana V'Mitziusam. But we want to know the various concepts of the Ra. Hinei Avin Baruch Hu Shu Kal Yachol. Ve'en L'chavtei Meniya V'loi L'chavtei G'vul Klal. The Rabbeinu Shalom is a Kal Yachol. He could do anything he wants. If he wants, he can make Ra, but he doesn't want it. Bara shayrish umakar prati mechuvan bayatakles hazesh alaytas prati in yoni hara. He made a special shayrish. And that shayrish, its job is to take care of Ra. When it came to Tayyib, he wants to do it himself. When it came to Ra, he created a shayrish. Kifi ma shashiyah ra afak mal yayna yayisim istarek lamatsa vanir sabadim of oilam. Why the Rabbeinu Shalom needs Ra in the world? Well, that we're saying the whole time. There has to be the chira. There has to be a tayv and a ra. There has to be a balance. So he wants it to be a balance. But he didn't want that the ra should be directly from him. Umash amar akos of yoytar uvar rechosha, oytse shalayim, uvayrei ra. When it comes to the other things, there's yaitzer ar. He created ar. Yaitzer is a, when we talk about the creation of things, there's three lashonos in this pasuk here. There's bayrei, there's yaitzer, and there's oiseh. And the Vilna-Gaon explains that when you talk about bayrei, bayrei means creating that something. For example, if a person has a table, we would say that the creation of the wood, that's called bayrei. You take that wood and you make it into a table, that is called yetzira. You have formed it into a table. Then when you put on the final pishavkin, so to speak, and you make it actually into a usable table, so that the Lashon says the Gaon is oiseh. That's called tikkun asiyah, so now you're able to use it. So when it came to ar, the yoitzer ar. Yoitzer ar is already the second step. Right? When it came to oiseh shalom is the third step. When it came to Choshech, and especially what we're pointing out here, Ra, it left it at Bayrei. Bayrei is the lowest of this. It was created the Etzem of Ra. After that, don't say that the Rabbi Nisham was Riyachas himself to the Yitzira of Ra, to the Asiyah of Ra. Then he made a Shairish, he made a Makar for what? For the Ra. But all the other things, the Rabbi Nisham, when it comes to Or, when it comes to Shalom, is Riyachas himself, that comes straight from him. Now the Mefarshim wonder, in this paragraph itself, he sort of contradicts himself, the Ramchal. Because he starts off and he says that Ra is just a lack of R of the Rabbi Mishalel. And then he says he created a Shairish, and the job of that Shairish is to bring the Ra to the world. So which one is it? Sounds like the Ra is not an Asiyah, it's just a lack of light, automatically comes Ra. And then he comes along and he says, no, he created a Shairish, a Makar Prati, it's an action, Ra is an action, and there's a Shairish for it. And it takes care of it, the Rabbi Nisham didn't do it. So, exactly what, how you miyash of these two things, but it seems the way Rav Chaim Freelander explains it here, is that it's true there's a Shairish of Ra. But all other Shirashim have a Shlita. They could act whenever they could be used and act whenever they want. Obviously the Feet of Teva. When it comes to Ra, Ra could only start acting if there's a lack of Haras Panim of the Rabbi Nishlelem. When there's a lack of Haras Panim, then Ra could take over. Chazal said the Yitzhar is Daima Lizvul, it's Daima to a fly. Why? The fly, it searches out garbage. It searches out things that are spoiling and it goes there. If there's nothing that's spoiling, the fly's around but has nowhere to go. So too the Ra is in this world, and there's a Makar and a Shairish for this Ra. However, the problem is that there's nowhere for it to act. But if there's a lack of Ar, it's part of the Rabbi Nishalalam, then the Ra is able to kick in. It can't just act whenever it wants. It's the result of a lack of Ar's Panim. So when he started off and he said, Ra is a lack of Ar's Panim, it's true. There's a lack of Ar's Panim. There's no Hakana. There's a Hester Panim. Hester Panim now gives that Ra the ability to kick in. So a person, what he has to do is to make sure that there's no time and there's no ability for the Ra to kick in. If a person learns Torah and does mitzvahs, so he's constantly bringing on him the Aris Panim of Hashem. If the Aris Panim of Hashem is coming, the Ra has no shlita. It's not able to be shaylit. Not the Chari even has to still fight against it. Kol Zman is the Aris Panim of the Rabbi Nishalom. The Ra has no shlita at all. So that's the Lashon, he says, Hanafkamina Avareinu Hi. We don't really have to know these ideas, but what's in the get to us? That the more a person does Torah and mitzvahs, and he's making himself in the Kabbal Ha'aretz Pnei Hashem, by definition he's being mevakdel, the Afshari is the possibility of Ra to be Shailat on him. So that's the Indian over here of the Torah and the Ra. The Indian Asherish Hazeh, who klal kaif eshanim, this Shairish Hara includes many different karkas. Chisara and all different types of Ra, Beima Shagia Nefesh, what's Nagia to Nefesh, like Tumma, and there's Malachi Chavol, and all terrible types of things, Beima Shagia Leguf, one from his makos, and these types of things, nagiyah to the goof, these are all included in this shayrish of ra, the chol pratem, umachlikusam, all the pratim, the way they're divided up, by nadabu mizabachay, with hashayin and bityat adishinayah. We'll speak about this later. And this is what he was saying. That these things could only start, whether it's the kulay, the chelek, only after the helim are of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ki kasi shira helim, according to the amount of lack of light of the Rabbeinu Shalom, kach b'shir zu zasinat and shlito memshala kala kaychas eila. That amount is exactly the amount that now the Ra will have kaych and shlito. Kasi the hester will be the pasit, will be the Ra. Ayal chalafim menu shifal. When these kaychas, these bad kaychas, when they overcome, they become strong, and they rule, then the kayach hatay becomes weaker. And what that means to say is that those kayachas that we've been talking about, that start up there, and they have every blade of grass, and everything in this world has a connection, when the ra comes, it starts ruining that kayach. Yukash kayach hatay. Yiskalkil matzav ha-kayach ha-shiroshan ha-shiroshan. They become ruined. What happens when the kaifesh, the makar, the root becomes ruined? Bizkal shahem van peyem. So then, they themselves become weak. And their branches, what comes out in this world is also weak. It's a shvach avim. Uksheyuknu ha-kaifesh ha-elu b'sinatu mehem ha-shlito v'ha-fu'uwa yigbratay. But when these kaifesh, we take them away, we don't give them shlita. So then the taiv is miskaber, v'yisuknu shirosh ha-nivroim. It's misakin lo shiroshim, and then v'yisyatsu v'masav ha-taiv, v'yischazku he-mante, and they themselves become strong, and therefore the branches in this world become strong. And that's the idea we find, that at certain times it was kloyus, the kernels of wheat, and Me'echizkiah, the kernels of wheat were gigantic. Even in the Bria itself, when the Rabbeinu Shalom expects us to do the right thing and be on the proper Madrega, it doesn't mean we're going to get mon min hashamayim. In Mechukah, it says what's going to happen when Asati Gishmeichem Be'itav, V'nosna Aritzivua. Everything's going to be in the way the world was created here. The bracha could be in this world. And abundance could be in this world. The first thing, the biggest bracha is, you can eat a little bit, and there'll be misvarach v'meyav, and I'll be full from it. That's the bracha b'seiser. There's bracha b'gali, like we just said, that there were times that kernels of wheat were gigantic. It's all in the Bria itself. If we're mechazik the Bria, if we do the right things, so then there's haras panim. There's haras panim, what does it do? It's mechazik all those sharashim and ilamites, hal yayin, and then in this world, those things grow, and they become bigger and bigger. When there's chet, they can only come to a certain size. When there's more chet, they don't come at all. They become weaker. It's all because there's more haras panim or lack of haras panim. It's all part of what we could do. It's not when we go on the right way. The Rabbeinu Shalom says we'll be back in the midbar and things will form in the shemayim with the Dara Miriam. In the Olam Hazeh, there's the kayak for it to be wonderful, to be with abundance, to be gigantic, to get the most out of it, and there's the kayak the other way. When Kleistel is not on the right Madrega, the world's not on the right Madrega, there's Hester Panim. Hester Panim with it brings to this world everything shvacher, because the Kaifers are shvacher. Ulam, Kalmash is a Karnim in Yana Teva Hara, Umachamis Hasecha, Vakaimer, Vakal Inyan Tikun, Vakilku, Sharish, Kalan Yan Kulam, Hemis Gabrus, Akaifa, Israele, like we said, that all Toiv and Ra and everything that happens, Tikkun and Kilkul, are all dependent on which Kayach is winning, the Toiv or the Ra. Basharashim or Banafim, Bayaknaasam, whether we're just being Machnia them, Ubisupulasam, or they're totally non existent. Vahatir and Yanim, Isalatam and Anivraim, Sharashim, Banafim, just saying it over again, that everything in this world is dependent. Is the kayak winning or is the Ra winning? Is the kayak, is the tide winning or is the Ra winning? If the tide is winning, so then the kayak is starker. In this world is starker. The Sharashim are also the Sharashim and the Anapim, and the same thing with the opposite. There are many different chilukim in the madregas. There's different names for all these bad things. There's different names to look at for all the different types of Ra, and on the same time with Toiv also from the Oras Panim, there's Kedusha, Tahara, Ora, Bracha. When you go into these pratim, you see these are just general terms. There's so many different pratim to all of them, and this is Tayyib and Ra. The kaiches is how the Rabbeinu Shalom runs this world. He's menage with these kaiches, whether it's the haras panim or lack of haras panim, which gives the mokkin for the then the rat to take over, is all dependent on what's going on with those sharashim. If the oris panim, they get a tikkun. If it's hester panim, they get a tilkun. All of these things, all of these, whether it's kedusha or whether it's the ra, there's all these malachim, pekudim umunim, there's all these malachim, misug ha-malachim shabiyanu l'mayla, v'hoitzi adram la'poyla v'gashmiyat, that they make sure things going up happen. Lapel, they come into action in the Gashmiyas, in Lutayv, in Lamutav, in Ehei Misharsav Yisparachai Sezvaray. Those are the Misharsim of Hashem, Shekin Rotsa V'Sidr. Why? We don't, why does Hashem need Malachim to take care of all the jobs? We don't know. That's the way He wanted. Shetiyem Gzeroysav Yoysis Lamay Sayyidei Malachav. He wanted the Gzeris to come into action through His Malachim, Kefima Shiftidav Amosav Yodim, the way He decided. So therefore, there's the Sharashim themselves that become a chuzak, or become a kukul, become a sukkah, or become a kukul. And then there's other. The result is, there's more things. It's not just the sharashim, it's also the raz brought about through the malachim, and the taiv is also brought about through different malachim. So, this is tonight for a little bit more on the, you know, high side of things here. Not as Miguel the Maisa, but the ideas that he's saying are just finishing off this inyan. And with that, we finish Chelek Aleph. And Chelek Beis begins, Bez Hashem, I don't want to start it now. I do want to be nice of one more thing, but everyone still has a couple minutes. But, either way, it's an answer. Just like you said. The Chelek Beis, I don't want to start Chelek Beis just because, you never know, there might be new customers next week, right? So, the Chelek Beis, we could always start it with a fresh start, which is going to deal with a very interesting topic of Hashkafa. Hashkafa Klalis, Hashkafa Pratis, all different types of things. 8 or 9 prakim over here in this chalek, and it'd be a very fascinating union, so you'll tell your friends to start listening. So if we have a few minutes left, I just want to, and those who missed the beginning, to get together in this gathering over here as the closest to Yavna reunion that will probably ever happen, unless, you know, change the constitution. I want to just say a word on the parsha, which I think will be a tayelus. The end of the parsha be parsha Shmois. My Rabbeinu Atayin is on the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he says, "I came to Paroi, and since I came, my old boss El Paroi, nothing changed. Rabbeinu Shalom, you told me go tell Paroi, let them out, and what happened? Hey, Rama, it only got worse. But that's the way it's all to some effort." The Rabbeinu Shalom told him, now you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paroi, Ki Yod Chazok Yishakam Yod Chazok Yigarsha Me'atzai. Parshas Va'era begins, Va'idabra L'kim HaMoshe, Va'yemela V'ani Hashem, Va'era L'Avom, Yisuv V'yakoy, and the Shmi Hashem L'Nedati L'Em, and Rashi says, Chaval Al Da'ovzin, they had so many Torahs, they never had Tainas on me. It seems that this is part of the conversation of last week's Parsha. I mean, Hashem is telling him, I mean, that is continuing and saying, they never had kindness and you have kindness. You're going to see now what's going to happen. We're tasting, we tell you, all the Zalash Shaina Shagula. It's a long arisis over here, which is seemingly a continuation of the conversation of last week's Farsha, that the Moshe had kindness. Hashem said, now you'll see. And he continues. So number one, it's a funny place to stop in the middle of the Farsha like this. The brilliant whoever made the prokin, which was not Yidden, right, in fact started Perek Vav in the last Pasuk of Parsha Shmais, right, Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph, and Va'era starts Pasuk Beis. I'm like, you know, it's all what they really didn't understand. Maybe they took a vote, some conversation on it, did not split it up. Well, the Maisa, besides for that, the Parsha says, Va'idav Elohim HaMoshe. We all know, Va'idav is a new Dibur, it's not a continuation. So what's going on here? So the Netziv says an unbelievable thing. he says, and we have to understand really what this means, but he says that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that something called Teva and something called Ashkacha B'Pratis. Moshe Rabbeinu understood this Teva. You go to the king and say, let the people out. You're just going to say, you're obviously bored, and go get more Teva for yourself. You have to do it yourself now. It's going to make it harder. So what's this Taina? The Rebbeinu Shalom is obviously planning on doing some extra Ashkacha here. So he told me. So why didn't he do it? Why did he leave it for the Arafat Teva? So it says in the Siv, whenever we are in the middle of something and you start by Yadaber, it's because it's not only Negev, then it's Negev L'Dairis also. By Yadaber L'Kim Moshe, it is an answer to this question, but it's something that's necessary to know for Dairis. And he told him, Ani Hashem. And he explains it. Kel Shakai, this is in the Siv Ezra in a couple places, whenever it says Kel Shakai, it's quiet and gracious. Kel Shakai, Misha Amar Lailamai Dai. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, it's enough. What does it mean, it's enough? Enough means that there's enough kaitos in this world to bring it to Kvayt Shamayim to the degree that I want the world to come to. There's enough potential to come to Kvayt Shamayim. Kel Shakai is the lashon of Kvayt Shamayim in the world. Shmi Hashem, Yudke Bokei, is the Rebbeinu Shalom acting the Derech HaTeva. It's how he is, Mahavis HaKol, keeps things going. Says the Rebbeinu Shalom, you might think, and Moshe Rabbeinu had this question, they seem to be a sphere. If not everything in this world, Alpi Teva, looks like it's bringing Kvayt Shamayim to the world. So if Hashem is the one who's bringing the Teva, how could you say everything he does is Kel Shaka is Kvayt Shamayim? If he does everything that he does is Kvayt Shamayim, and the Teva doesn't seem to be that way, then you're saying he's not the Bala Teva. So which one is he? Is he Kel Shakai, everything is Kvayt Shamayim, or is he Mahavis HaKol? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. The Teva doesn't look like it. So Hashem said, I was Megala myself too, Avami Tegin Yaakov B'Kel Shakai, I told them everything is Kvayt Shamayim, Ushmi Hashem Le'Nedati Lohem. Ushmi Hashem, he said, but I also told them that I'm in charge of the Teva. But what did I do to them? I didn't explain to them how those things work together. How do they work together? They also didn't see it. They didn't see the Kel Shakai. They didn't see it's all Kvayt Shamayim, but I told them I am. And the answer is, almost, it's none of your business. That's the fact. You have to believe that both of them are true. And his lashon is, to believe everything is bashkocha, but when we see strange things, we shouldn't have a question. This is an ikur gadol in galus. It's not only for Moshe Rabbeinu who had this question. He says it was a tshuva l'Moshe v'limu l'dairus. That just like the Ovi saw times, they didn't see Kvayt Shamayim, but they didn't have the question. So too Moshe Rabbeinu, so too Klai, so in Golis. You have to understand, but you may not understand how it is that everything is coming with Kvayt Shamayim. Here, it's very simple. Because with Parah going over the top with the Shibud is what brought the Gula. Because he went too far, Teva, he said, Teva and Nitzav, time to give, they have to work harder. Now the Rebbeinu Shalom said the Gula is going to come much quicker. So you don't understand why it is that when you went to Parah, he made it harder. You thought it's going to be easier because Ashkachat Hashem. No, this Teva is also Ashkachat Hashem. He made it harder because they wanted to make it harder. You want to know why? Because that's what's going to bring the Gula. Could be it wasn't time yet for the Gula. But when Parah made it harder, it was time for the Gula. So therefore, that was his answer to Moshe Rabbeinu. And we have to really know that the truth is that this is Negev. You see, this is Negev to Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah also. It's not just Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael. And this is the Ramban that we've mentioned many times, two Rambans in Chumash, the Ramban in Parsha Boy, that the Ramban says that a person doesn't have a chelek to Torah's Moshe at Shanamin until he believes that everything that happens to any Yid, whether it's Bechlau, whether it's Klai Yisrael Barabim, or Beyachid, it's Kulei Neis. It's not dependent. There's no such thing as Teva when it comes to Klai Yisrael. Umasailam is Teva. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really know this Yisrael yet, it seems, from the Nativ. I'm not saying it myself. He didn't understand yet this Yisrael. Perhaps he thought, to explain the Nativ a little, that just like there's Teva for the Umasailam, there's Teva for Klai Yisrael too. when Hashem does things out of the ordinary, he does it out of the ordinary. But the Teva itself is called Hashgachas Hashem. It's not dependent on the Teva, it's dependent on Klal Yisrael, dependent on the Rebbeinu Shalom. That was the lesson he was being taught. And that's the Ramban and Parshas Vayigash, which is also Kedai to know. The Ramban and Parshas Vayigash, which he argues very strongly, with very strong shyness against Ibn Ezra. It says that Yecheved was born Ben Achaimus, so the Ibn Ezra says, if you make a Cheshbin, how old was Yecheved? When she had Moshe Rabbeinu, she was 130. And the side makes a big to-do about Sari Meinu having a baby at 90, and here Yecheved has a baby at 130, the Torah doesn't mention it. Ibn Ezra goes along the line, says he ignores whatever he does with Chazal, he sort of says that we're not going to go with Chazal, and Yecheved was much younger, she was born later. The Ramban shows, he anyways didn't make it better. It turns out that her father ends up being like 200 years old when he had her. If you push her down the line, so that means her parents got much older. It doesn't really help, he says. But then he ends up and he says, this is Yisaidu Samuna, he says, I will emel of davishu emes uvar v'tayro, the Ramban Pashas Vayigash, ki anisim ha-yitanasim ha-yideinovi she-yisnavi ke-metchila imalach nigla v'malachat Hashem yiskara makazah. Did the Rabbi Hashem, the Torah writes every single mate that happened to every single tzaddik? Avraham Avinu, you'd have to write books, thousands of books, nates. Every moment was a nate of his life. The only nates in the Torah writes are those that were foretold by a Navi or a Malach. But Hanasim Me'aleim Lazar Tzadik, a mate that was done to help a Tzadik or to get rid of a Rasha, well, yes, Kiru B'Tayr Menavim. Tayr Menavim doesn't mention that. V'zeh Zav Reseach Yutzak B'Fiyat Ocham Hazeh. This is molten gold should be poured down the throat of this Chacham, Mima She'eshev Arav Yisenu, that he wants to say the Chazal didn't have it exact, however, whatever you want to say, he says, Ibn Ezra does in a lot of places, he's very unhappy, to put it mildly, with Ibn Ezra. The Lama Yaskir Makata, why is Tarek to write every night? Call Yisai Yisatera, Benisim Yisarmen. All Yisai Yisatera are Nisim. Va'amatera, Ein Becholim Yami Rak Nisim, Wait Tevo Minim, you're not seeing a Teva, it's all mates. Because everything in the Torah, he says, if someone has a Shalom, lives with only Arayas, or eats Chayla, he gets Karas, that's Teva, that a person should get Karas? That if we plant in Shemitah, the Shemayim won't give any rain. That's normal. That's not Teva. The Chayim Kol Yehudei HaTayra V'Tayva Sahein V'Chol Atzlochas HaTzadikim V'Tzidkotam V'Chol Tzfilas David Malkeinu V'Chol Tzfilas Seinu Nisim V'Nikwais. Everything we do is Nisim V'Nikwais. El HaShayim HaMshini M'Forsam V'Tziva Shalaylam. There's no change in the Teva. It's the Nais Mister. So therefore, we don't see it as clearly, but we should know, and therefore the Torah doesn't have to write it. Because the Torah doesn't have to be everything is nice. You write every single moment of Israel's history, it was all nice, it's all nice. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to prove things, when he wants to prove something, he sends a malach, he sends a navi, he foretells the future, and it happens. That's what happens. That's the Rebbeinu Shalom writes it in the Torah. And that's the Ramban says this also in Parshas Boy, that everything is nice. So we have to understand everything, there's no such thing as Teva. Everything that happens is dependent on the master of Klal Yisrael. And he says it's Yachid and Beradim. Not just, you say, okay, Klal Yisrael is a whole, but every Yachid also are doing the right thing. The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to start with Nisim. Yes, it's all nice. Again, we don't see it, we don't know it, we don't understand it, like the Rambam says in Otos Tshuva, that if a person dedicates himself to Torah and Mitzvahs, the Rebbeinu Shalom will make his life easier, that he'll be able to do more Torah and Mitzvahs. The person neglects doing Torah and Mitzvahs when times are good. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, okay, I'll just make it harder for you. As you mentioned, the Rambam and Chanukah time. That's the idea. Everything is dependent on our Meisim. Everything is dependent on Klal Yisrael. Everything is nice. And that's the aside of these Parshias. It's a long Arichas I'm not going to. The Olinin of Sheba Mitzrayim, how you started from Yitzchak. Yitzchak's birth, how you call it Ram Avinu, Begeret Leilahem, it sounds like the Yeshiva Shidre, you know. He's in Golis because the land doesn't really belong to him because Hashem didn't give it to Klal Yisrael for another 4 days. So he's Yoytze the Golis, right? But that's to understand what it means. But the guy didn't have a Shlita, so Klal Yisrael was Shvatim or Chaita with Mechiris Yoytze. So Klal Yisrael was Chaita with Hefer Bris Mila. So they did Avayi Dezara. But Avad and Vina, these things didn't kick in. It was all dependent on their Meisim. There's no such thing as Teva. And that's what we have to remember when we look at the world and we look at things that happen to ourselves. There's no such thing as Teva. It's all Hashgachas Hashem. It's B'chol Ma'idecha. to sum things up with what we started with. It's b'chol my death, but we use our seichel to understand, like the Rebbeinu Shalom said, v'yidaber l'kim kel shakai, yishmi Hashem, v'loy nidarti lahem. I don't always understand it. But if I go through matzavim, if Klal Yisrael goes through matzavim, if individuals go through matzavim, everything that's happening is hashkachas Hashem. It's no such thing as teva when it comes to Klal Yisrael. It's all the Rebbeinu Shalom. We just have to try to get ourselves through it. There is a bracha, chas v'shalom, a person is mevarech al ara, because we don't understand it. But he's still mechuyev to be mevarech. He doesn't say, I'll tell you about how to make him on a bad thing by olam hazeh. Love it, maybe. Why? Because we don't understand it. A person can't make the bracha, I'll tell you about something he doesn't understand. But he makes the bracha. Why? Because it's Hashem ki nisani, right? You're ma'anami, you pain me, but I'm giving you praise for it. I'm giving you praise for it. Klaiso was the first one to say Shira, it says, Az Yashir. They're the first one to say Shira, they're Shiras before this. They're the first ones to say Shira on the Golus itself. They said Shira on understanding why they were in Shiva Mitzrayim. They said Shira on the Shiva. Shira, like we say, Al-Anisim, Al-Purim, Al-Muhammad. They said Shira on the Muhammad too. Why? Because the Muhammad is what brings out something. We don't understand it, the Shas Maisa. But a person's Mechuyas to say Shira, and a person's Mechuyas to understand, that try to understand that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. He puts us in Matzavim, there's a purpose. Call my death, to understand, it's from the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no such thing as teva, it's kulei neis. If we focus a little bit on these minyanim, we'll make things a little bit easier for ourselves, we'll be able to get through things, we'll mechazik ourselves in emuna in the Rebbeinu Shalom, and it's not like an option here, the Rebbeinu says, if you don't believe this, ein lechayles b'teres maisha. Hopefully we want to have a chayles b'teres maisha. So, for mechazik and these minyanim, the Rebbeinu Shalom will take a continue to give us taivas, tell us that we'll be able to see, and we should all be grateful to the Vanisham Shri Makabal Filosainu, and Yamali Hashem, Kal Mishawi, Lukan, the Taiva. We will, as Hashem, continue next week. Taylor's Bays, and there are Hashem, broadcasting live from the Fishman home. That is Hashem as far. Okay.